Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 3, Day 18. Avoid all distractions. Let's read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thought for reflection. A good mum will always worry about her kids. After all, this is our instinct. Later, I found myself processing this conversation that I'd overheard. Initially, I'd agreed with them, as my experience demonstrated that most mothers I knew worried about some aspect of their children's lives. Was Simon taking too long to be potty trained? Was Jessica lying about her relationship with his boy? Will I cope when my child becomes a teenager? These and many anxious questions seemed to fill the conversations of mothers as they talked with each other. As a result, I realised I had also got an attitude that said, if I really care for my kids, I'll worry about them. But I remember when God began to challenge this mindset. I'd been away speaking at a ladies' breakfast when a woman challenged me and said, don't you worry when you leave your children at home alone that they're going to get involved in something wrong. If you were a good mother, surely you would be at home keeping them out of trouble. As she confronted me, I felt alarmed, but suddenly I realised that even if I was with my kids 100% of my time, I had no power to give them life and then keep them safe. As I stood in this meeting hall, I suddenly knew that worry had no power to protect my kids, but prayer did. For so long, I had believed an ungodly proverb that went something like this. To be feminine is to be fragile and fearful, especially concerning your children. But God began to show me how to pray rather than worry about them. So what are your ungodly beliefs that open a door to fear and anxiety? Do you worry about money and provision? Anxiety and worry are robbers of life, and the stress and pressure that result from their presence crush our bodies and steal our peace. Today, take some time to analyse the areas where you tend to worry rather than trust. What are your triggers of anxiety? Money was a big area for me in the early days of our marriage. If the bank balance was getting low, I began to panic and control every penny just in case we had to pay a big bill. But God had to teach me how to live my life leaning on the goodness of God. When I was pregnant with my son David in Kenya, we suddenly received a large medical bill that we couldn't afford to pay. I panicked. Where would the money come from? As I stood in the kitchen, worried and anxious, I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. Do you want me to take this job or not? First, I didn't understand what he was saying. And he continued, you keep praying and asking me to help you, but then you take the problem back into your own hands and start worrying. Why don't you trust me to get this job done for you? At that moment, I had a picture come into my mind where you write out a request list and give it to your father, and then he puts it on his desk with all his jobs to do box. But every time I worried, it was like me going to the desk and removing the list from the box and trying to action it myself. But we need to leave our requests in the capable hands of a loving father and stop meddling with our worry and fear. Now to finish the story. I did choose to trust God, and within a week, all the money was sent to us from people who were just prompted to send us a gift. So let us pray. Focus for prayer. So I thank you for your guard of protection over me. I thank you that worry and fear are no longer going to be part of my personality. Deliver me from all anxiety. Reveal to me my patterns of worry. Father, teach me to pray about my needs and not worry. Guard my mind with a deep sense of trust in you. Father, I place over my life at this time and believe that I will have an atmosphere of peace. Stir a new lifestyle of prayer in me. Amen.